This is Kevin Roderick with LA Observed on KCRW. I suspect that, by now, just about everyone has heard the claim that Los Angeles is the biggest and most vibrant book-selling market in the country. It's used whenever someone wants to defend LA's literary chops. And it makes sense, even with the struggles of independent bookstores like Dutton's, which will be closing its doors in Brentwood in a few days. There's something like 15 million people living within the sound of my voice, so there's really no competition for who buys the most books. Places you might think of as bookish, the Bay Area, say, or Boston or Portland, just aren't big enough. And New York, well, even with all the publishers and agents squeezed into Manhattan, the boroughs aren't really filled with readers. So that leaves Southern California, even though we've recently lost Wilshire Books in Santa Monica, and the Book Soup outpost in Orange County, and the other Duttons in North Hollywood. It hasn't even been that long since the Midnight Special closed, and it looks now as if Acres of Books in Long Beach is going, and there's concern for Village Books in the Palisades. Even with a pretty full slate of author readings and some good book blogs based here, the only time that L.A. really feels like the center of the reading universe is the week every April leading up to the L.A. Times Festival of Books at UCLA. Authors are in town this week, filling up the talk radio slots. There's literary salons on tap from Brentwood to downtown. And this is the time that new books about Los Angeles are often scheduled for release. Books like the new Latinos in Lotus Land, an anthology of contemporary Southern California literature. The writers include Salvador Plasencia, John Retchie, Sandra Ramos O'Brien, and Luis J. Rodriguez, all giving voice to the mix of Latino cultures and experiences here. The collection was edited by Daniel A. Olivas, an author who has a day job probably not shared by many other published writers. He's a deputy attorney general for the state of California, and wearing that hat was the lead counsel a few years ago when the state forced David Geffen to open his Malibu beachfront to the public. John Shannon, a seasoned writer of mysteries that exude Los Angeles, has a new entry in his series based around the fictional life of Detective Jack Liffey, this one set up in Bakersfield. Joseph Wambaugh, the dean of the LAPD cops-turned-authors, is back on the Los Angeles beat with another book. And among the new LA-centric fiction I've seen, Nina Revoyer's The Age of Dreaming has a cover blurb that's sure to draw me in. Rich in the social nuances of Los Angeles' silent film era, it says. A new book even landed on my desk this week that talks about the Times Book Festival. It's a new travel guide, Great Escapes Southern California, by Donna Wares of the website californiaauthors.com. She describes the annual weekend ritual of author DJ Waldy, who doesn't drive and who takes the bus from Lakewood to Westwood on the Friday before the festival every year. He checks in at the artsy W Hotel, enjoys a Bombay martini at the bar, then launches his literary weekend by walking across campus to the book prizes ceremony in Royce Hall. After the prizes are handed out, he mingles with the visiting and local literati on the Royce Hall terrace. He'll spend tomorrow and Sunday morning roaming the festival, stopping in at panels and schmoozing some more in the author green room. Waldy says he stays until they kick him out in the evening. For a book lover, it really is the only place to be. And as it happens, I have my own date with Waldy. On Saturday at 3 p.m., we sit together on a panel about the great experiment called California. I'll be sure to ask him how that martini went down this year. For KCRW, this has been Kevin Roderick with LA Observed.